Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Stories. Storytelling. Throughout the ages of time, stories have captured our attention. We have found ourselves and find ourselves listening, relating, and connecting to the story as well as to the person of the story. Having thoughts of, I'm not alone. You are not alone. We are in this thing called life together. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Deb Lind and welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast. Every week we bring amazing guests, whether they're subject matter experts, inspiring souls, forward thinkers, or perhaps even wounded healers. In June is PTSD Awareness Month. And here at PTSD and Beyond, we've been working on something pretty special for you. Something that you can listen to each and every day. Each day in the month of June, we'll be sharing the unique story of someone with lived experience with trauma and PTSD. We'll learn a little bit about their journey, how they're progressing through a healing journey, as well as hear their post-traumatic growth and how they've found meaning, purpose, and a superpower in the process of healing. We got to let you guys know that we are extremely grateful for all the folks that have shown tremendous courage to come on the podcast and share their stories and inspire everyone to listen to this podcast around the globe. We've had folks from England, Canada, New Zealand, India, Malaysia, Australia, the United States, and beyond. We felt that there was no better way to honor PTSD Awareness Month and to share the stories of our brothers and sisters from around the world and acknowledging their trauma, their challenges with PTSD, but also to teach us and to inspire us, allowing us a glimpse of their healing journey. We here at PTSD and Beyond hope that these stories will touch your heart and touch your soul and offer you inspiration and compassion for others suffering from PTSD, from folks that are affected by PTSD, as well as yourself. These are the powerful lived experience stories of real people. They are the champions who keep striving, who keep healing, who keep growing, and who keep living. We hope that you enjoy the PTSD and Beyond 30 Stories in 30 Days, honoring PTSD Awareness Month. Remember to please share these episodes with folks that you feel and you know will benefit. Remember to subscribe, like, and share. So let's give a listen to today's guests. 30 Stories in 30 Days starts now. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond, and we're continuing with our share your story segment. And today's guest, you guys, I want to let you know, all the interviews have been super amazing. And this person, you know, when you connect with somebody and you just say, you know what, I really want to know that person even more. And so I'm really thrilled to have Elizabeth Sullivan come on today and to share her story with us. Welcome to PTSD and Beyond, Elizabeth.
Thank you. And thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, there's power in story sharing. And when we talked earlier about what does that do, it can connect with somebody. And first the thought, right? Like, wow, that person's story really resonates with me. And then it also touches a person in their heart and their spirit. Sometimes people might get emotional and other times people will be inspired to make a change. So can you share with us a little bit about your story?
Yeah, I grew up in Minnesota on a small hobby farm, and my folks had gotten divorced when I was roughly around three, and that's where kind of the first part of my abuse happened. That was more of, I would consider it mental not so much physical, but more mentally and emotionally, being locked into a room when I was real small at a babysitter's that was a little ways away from our place. And then from there, kind of sporadic rapes and molestations until I was 18. And then at approximately 19, I kind of closed the door to all that and really didn't deal with any of the sexual abuse, never told anybody and that sort of thing. And really didn't start to deal with the trauma and all its effects until I was in my midlife.
It's interesting about the timing. I've asked that question many times about, you know, the why now. And thank you for sharing your story with us. There are others that I know, listeners, I can think of many right now that are sitting and saying, yeah, you know what, that sounds a lot like my past too. And the people who have come here to say, I want to hear these stories because I'm seeking for something too. There's something that I'm seeking to fill. And perhaps, you know, what you're saying right now will then prompt someone else to take that next step and get some healing. When we think about the trauma, how has it affected your life?
You know, I didn't realize how much it had affected my life until I started the healing process at 42. And the way that it affected me affected every part of my life. It affected relationships. It affected how I raised my children. It affected whether or not I was going to trust people or even how I was going to sit in a restaurant when I go into a place or whether I go to certain events or not. It really affected every aspect of my life. And I don't think including, you know, finding out that most of my life I had varying degrees of dissociating. And so I would say that it affected every fiber of my life. And I didn't realize just how much it did until the healing journey and going through that. And I'm still learning.
Still learning. That's one of the key components of PTSD and beyond, is that PTSD doesn't define us. And why we came up with the name was because there is a growth component. Until a person starts doing the healing journey, we don't really see some of these things that were normal habits or normal practices, normal in the sense of that we did them frequently enough that, you know, they just are part of the way of our being, right? So like, for example, when you mentioned about being in a restaurant and scoping it out first to see, okay, well, what chair you're going to sit at, and probably actually saying to some people that would go to sit in the place where you wanted to sit, saying, no, I'm going to sit there, right? And the way I'm actually saying it, because I've actually done that myself. Yeah, no, I'm going to sit there. And actually to sometimes too have somebody say, no, I would prefer to sit here. Yeah, no, I'm going to sit there. And be like, okay, she's sitting there. Yes, you know, looking at where are the exit signs at? Are they properly lit? You know, what's your backup plan if you need to leave? You know, those kinds of things. And trauma has affected, and it sounds like it has affected, you know, your life considerably. And we're in a spot now of doing some healing. So through the healing journey, you know, what would you say are some ways that you've recognized growth?
You know, I would say one of the biggest ways is when the lid flew open, my CPTSD came from the sexual abuse and that sort of thing and attachment issues that I had early. I would say that the question was about growth.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would say some of the biggest ways that I would see growth is the fact that when the box opened up and I started having constant flashbacks, intrusive thoughts, all this sort of thing, I really thought at that time that I would never, ever get back to living a life that I had hoped for. And so one of the biggest things is through good therapy, specifically trauma therapy with a person that truly knows trauma-based therapy, that in itself helped me to lessen the effects. So I'm not living with constant, constant flashbacks, and I've learned how to control some of the thoughts that would linger in my mind or the intrusive thoughts, and also how to deal with some of the issues that went along with the anger that I felt, you know, and how the anger piece could go to from zero to infinity.
Right.
Real quick. So it's stopping and thinking and you know, before allowing that emotion to really take over. So it's really helped in those ways. Also, the healing journey has provided a better understanding of myself and the healing process and helped me to, I guess you would say, learn to love myself a little bit more and give myself permission to have bad days and learn from those and learn from the thinking patterns and that type of thing.
That's beautiful. There's a lot of growth areas there. I think one of the things that stands out is the better understanding of ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, we grow from something that was so awful. Mm-hmm. And there's another layer of beyond with the growth, which is a superpower. Mm-hmm. I find it fascinating that whenever I ask this question that people will say, I didn't know this about myself until after. So what is your superpower that's been developed from this?
I would say empathy and love would be a superpower. I would also, here I'm giving more than one, I guess. Being able to read people, I think sometimes you're able to see another wounded warrior.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And connect with them. So mm-hmm. I think that all made me deeper in understanding in those ways. Absolutely.
Deeper connection with people. And it's a natural fit right now. So let's go ahead and give your organization a plug real quick.
All right.
Because that's a growth piece too. So let's do it. So share quickly about what your organization is and what you guys are doing over there, because you're doing great stuff.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So the organization is Empower Survivors. We started it in 2014. It's geared to help those that were sexually abused in childhood find healing. So how we do that is, well, I should back up a minute. We're a peer support organization. So it means that anybody who works for the organization or is a facilitator of our groups is somebody that has childhood sexual abuse in their past and is now using their past and their healing and education to help others heal. So we offer peer support, support groups. We offer different programs that help the survivors understand more of the experience, what the trauma does to an individual, how they can heal, and how it doesn't have to define who they are, and how they can get through the abuse and then go on to bigger and better things in their life. So Empower Survivors really is about empowering survivors and giving them hope that there is hope out there.
It's a great name. And so for the listener that's wondering where you can find more about Elizabeth's organization, we're going to have hyperlinks to ways that you can go ahead and connect with her afterward. And as we're coming to a close here, so for the person that's listening, if you were to say, you know, something directly to them, what would that be?
I would say if you're a survivor, if you have abuse in your background, and you're just beginning your healing journey, you may feel like you're never going to get through this initial phase, that you'll never get through the flashbacks, intrusive thoughts, all the stuff that goes along with this, to keep showing up to their own healing process, and that to get good support. And if they do those things, there is a beyond, there is a better, and there is hope. And it's real important to find a good team to put around you, and people that can help you through the process and to get the support that you deserve. And with that, good support and good therapy, you can find healing, and life gets better, and to hold on to that hope.
I love this. Keep showing up, mm-hmm. Get good support, get a good team. There is a beyond, and there is hope.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your story and for your inspiration, and of course, the work that you guys do.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you and be on PTSD and Beyond. So thank you.
You bet. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. And remember, tomorrow there's another story that we're sharing. So be sure to subscribe, and then you'll be notified as soon as that episode drops. And everybody, make it a good day.
We hope you enjoyed today's guest and their story on 30 Stories in 30 Days on the PTSD and Beyond podcast. Remember to hit that subscribe button, as well as to like and share and comment. And make a note, because guys, tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we've got another story on 30 Stories in 30 Days at PTSD and Beyond.